Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 22nd October 2021. Top stories for today. Civil servants have been urged to comply with the rules set by the circular issued by the Public Service Department, which has made it mandatory to complete their COVID-19 vaccination before November 1st. Chief Secretary to the Government Tan Sri Mohammad Zuki Ali said disciplinary action can be taken against civil servants who refuse to get vaccinated. He said those who refuse to be vaccinated would only cause discomfort to their other colleagues and create negative perception towards the public service. Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin earlier today said that Malaysia is among the countries with the fastest adolescent COVID-19 vaccination rollouts in the world. About 80% of teenagers aged between 12 and 17 have received at least one dose of the Pfizer vaccine in less than 2 months. According to the data from the Health Ministry on the COVID Now portal, about 43.4% of adolescents aged 12 to 17 years have completed their vaccination as of yesterday. Meanwhile, Malaysia has recorded a total of 6,630 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. Two Malaysian NGOs, Global Peace Mission Malaysia and Muslim Volunteer Malaysia, have set up the Malaysia Humanitarian Centre in Kabul, Afghanistan, in their efforts to assist the people in the war-torn country. The operation functions as an information center and coordinates humanitarian assistance to ensure humanitarian aid reaches out to those affected throughout 34 provinces in Afghanistan. On the international front, more than 100 anti-coup protesters who were freed in a recent amnesty have been rearrested by Myanmar's junta, according to a local monitoring group that tracks detentions and killings in the country. At least 110 of those pardoned have since been rearrested, according to the Assistance Associations for Political Prisoners. About 7 people were killed and some others wounded in an assault today on an Islamic seminary in a Rohingya refugee camp on the Bangladesh-Myanmar border. The gunmen shot some victims and stabbed others with knives. The killings come after a Rohingya community leader was shot dead outside his office 3 weeks ago, raising tensions in the camps that house more than 900,000 refugees from Myanmar. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.